All right, so you ready to like peek into the future?
Always up for a little time travel.
Yeah, well, today we're going deep on the workplace, but in 2025,
The not so distant future.
right? And no flying cars or anything like that, but some of these changes, they're going to be big. We've got a ton of predictions and strategies like all pulled from some top experts.
For real deal.
So, whether you're running a team or just figuring out your own career path, by the end of this, you're going to have a good handle on what's coming and hopefully some ideas about how to make it work for you.
Definitely. And the future of work, it's not like some big sudden event, right? It's all being shaped by things that are happening right now, like globalization, how everything's so connected,
Oh, for sure.
tech, which just keeps changing faster and faster, and how, honestly, what people expect from work is different than it used to be.
So true. Like, I feel like we're all already seeing some of this play out,
Absolute.
even just in our own jobs.
Exactly.
Like, are you seeing more remote work options?
Tons, yeah.
Or, like, maybe pressure to keep learning new skills.
Oh, totally.
And even, like, AI tools are starting to pop up
And they're
everywhere.
multiplying overnight.
Right. And that's kind of what's so cool about this deep dive today. It's not just like theory or
Yeah, the
whatever.
practical stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It connects to what we're already dealing with. So let's jump into the first big trend our experts are pointing to.
Let's do it.
And it's remote work. But like not just working from home a few days a week.
This is next level.
Yeah, they're talking about a whole remote-first culture.
Like, companies are actually ditching their offices completely.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's this case study in our source, this tech company that went fully remote. And guess what?
What?
Productivity jumped like 15%.
No way.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They had to put a lot of work into it. They like really invested in communication tools and they built this strong virtual culture.
Interesting.
Like online team building activities and even like ways to have meetings that work for people in different time zones.
Smart. So it's not just about where you work, but how the whole work thing gets done.
Exactly. It's a whole different way of thinking.
Okay. But I know, like, some people actually love being in a busy office. So are they saying everyone's going to be remote?
That's a good question. And our experts actually address that. They think it'll probably be like a mix, hybrid.
Makes sense.
Some jobs, especially if you're dealing with clients face to face or you need special equipment, those will probably stay on site. But even those jobs are going to have more flexibility.
Oh, I bet.
Think about it. You could have a team spread out all over the world working together seamlessly.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
And for you, that might mean you're leading a virtual team or managing projects across different time zones. You might even have to rethink how you network and build those relationships.
It's a whole new ball game.
For sure.
All right, well, that kind of brings us to the next big trend, soft skills. I feel like we hear this all the time, but our source takes it even
It goes
further.
deeper, yeah.
Yeah, they're saying it's not just about like communicating well and being a team player. It's these like human-centered skills that are going to be key.
The things that make us human.
Right,
Yeah.
exactly. Like
Yeah.
think complex problem-solving, being able to think critically, creativity. The stuff that's hard to teach a computer.
Right. It's what's going to set us apart, especially when AI starts taking over all the routine tasks.
Okay, so like give me an example. How would this work in, say, marketing?
Okay, so imagine AI can write ad copy for you. That's already happening,
Yeah,
right?
kind of scary, honestly.
But it's you who's going to come up with the whole strategy, figure out what your customers are really feeling, and adjust your campaigns on the fly based on, what's working and what's not.
So it's like AI is your assistant, taking care of the technical stuff,
Exactly.
and then you can focus on the bigger picture, the
Yeah.
strategy, the human element.
Precisely.
But okay, doesn't this mean we're all going to have to keep learning new things?
Lifelong learning, yeah. It's unavoidable at this point. But our source actually provides a pretty good framework for this.
Oh, good.
It starts with, like, honestly assessing your own skills.
Okay, so figure out where you're at.
Right. Then focus on developing the specific skills you need, not just taking random courses.
Makes sense.
And the last piece is getting feedback so you know you're on the right track. So maybe that means taking a workshop on, like, design thinking or finding a mentor who can help you figure out leadership in this whole virtual world.
So it's strategic upskilling, basically, not just doing it for the sake of doing it.
Exactly. Be intentional.
Okay, I like that. So this brings us to our final trend, and it's the big one, automation. I think a lot of people are kind of freaked out about this, but I appreciate how our source frames it as augmentation rather than replacement.
It's about humans and machines working together.
Okay, so how does that actually work? What does that even look like?
All right, let's take data analysis as an example. We have
Yep.
all these AI tools that can process massive amounts of data, right? But you're the one who understands the context. You can think critically about what those numbers actually mean and use your creativity to turn them into, actual plans and strategies.
I see.
So imagine in your field, you have access to these AI-powered tools that can predict market trends, or they can just take over all the boring, repetitive reporting tasks. That frees you up to focus on the big stuff, strategy, coming up with new ideas, building relationships.
It's like AI gives you superpowers.
In a way, yeah, but it also means we need to be adaptable.
Right, so what happens if, like, my job gets automated?
That's the million-dollar question. And our experts say the best thing to do is be proactive. Think about what tasks in your job could be automated, then focus on developing the skills that work with those tools.
Okay, so like,
Maybe learn some basic coding so you can talk to the AI developers or become a real specialist in an area where human expertise is still super valuable.
so in a way, all three of these trends kind of feed into each other.
Oh, absolutely. It's this whole interconnected web of remote work, honing those human skills, and figuring out how to use automation to your advantage.
Yeah, it paints this really fascinating but complex picture of the future.
Totally. But here's something I want you to think about. As these trends start moving even faster, what kind of unexpected changes might pop up in your industry? Like, how could this even change what work means?
Whoa, that's a big
It
question.
is.
And it reminds us that the future of work isn't just something that happens to us.
Right.
We all have a role in shaping it.
For sure.
So stay curious, keep learning. Who knows what we'll create?
That's the exciting part.
Exactly.